from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Egypt says no signs of terrorism in Russian plane crash. Egypt today said its investigators found no evidence of terrorism in the October 31st crash of a Russian plane in the Sinai Peninsula that killed 224 people. Russia and the West have said an explosive device placed on board the Airbus brought it down. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. The Metrojet flight took off from the popular Sharm el-Sheikh resort area, and the crash has affected tourism, with both Russia and Britain responding by suspending flights to Egypt. President Obama goes to the Pentagon today to chair a National Security Council meeting on U.S. efforts to fight Islamic State. A White House statement said the president will receive an update from his national security team and discuss ways to further enhance the U.S. campaign to degrade and destroy the terrorist group. Obama is due to make a statement to reporters after the talk. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is joining foreign ministers from European and Arab nations on Monday in Paris for the latest talks on the battle against Islamic State and efforts to foster a political resolution to the situation in Syria. Diplomats are trying to build momentum for a meeting on Friday in New York that would include U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. They want a foundation for a ceasefire and political process based on an international agreement last month in Vienna to launch peace talks by January 1st. In Central African Republic, voters went to the polls to pass judgment on a new constitution, but violence and intimidation kept many away from the voting booth, with at least two people killed and several wounded. Hamadou Gadobe braved the violence in his Banki neighborhood to cast a ballot. He says, if we truly want to give our government and our state a second chance to use all of their means, we should all go to the vote today. This is VOA News. The U.S. government is urging its citizens to leave Burundi amid deadly clashes stemming from political violence. Washington ordered non-emergency U.S. personnel and dependents to leave. Mohamed Youssef files this report from Nairobi for VOA.
Some normalcy has returned to the capital since the fighting began Friday. Security forces fought off assaults on three army bases from as of yet unidentified armed men. Witnesses say security forces then rounded up youths in opposition neighborhoods late Friday and Saturday. One witness who did not want his name to be used for fear of reprisal said it was police officers doing house-to-house searches, especially in his area, Nyakabiga. He says they went in, arrested youths, and then killed some of them, saying they are the ones who are against the government. Police deny that allegation. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
Over the weekend, nearly 90 people were killed when armed attackers raided army facilities in the capital of Bujumbura. It was part of an escalation of simmering tensions brought on by the decision in April by President Pierre Nkurunziza to seek a controversial third term. A Russian destroyer opened fire on a Turkish fishing boat in the Aegean Sea to prevent a collision. The Russian Defense Ministry called the actions by the Turkish vessel provocative. It says the vessel failed to establish radio contact and did not respond to visual signals and flares. Tensions between the two countries increase after Turkey downed a Russian warplane it says invaded its airspace along the Syrian border last month. France's center-right emerged ahead in initial results of regional elections, beating back a surging far-right 1 month after the Paris terrorist attacks by Islamic radicals. Early results show the Republican Party of former President Nicolas Sarkozy and his center-right allies leading in 7 out of 13 French regions. The ruling socialists and other leftist parties captured at least 5. After leading in 6 regions during the first round of voting last week, the anti-immigrant, anti-European National Front failed to capture a single region. But the party's strong showing, earning 1/3 or more of the vote in some regions, underscores its steady gains in recent years. As many as 20 women have won municipal council seats in Saudi Arabia's first election open to women voters and candidates. However, no final tally has been announced. About 900 of the roughly 6,000 candidates for 2,000 local positions were women, despite obstacles in running and registering to vote. The late King Abdullah, who died in January, issued a decree in 2011 authorizing women to vote. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.